KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, radio check.
For Yankee Charlie India, KO4HX. Hey, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Enjoying that vacation.
This morning, I had to do an expense sheet for November. I had to do two spots for the Upstate Warrior Solutions promos. I had to do a spot for another sponsor. And tomorrow, I got to go film for a sponsor. I sure am glad I'm taking it easy this week.
Nice to be self-employed.
Figured out my new little base station here today. It was programmed yesterday, but I fixed that.
What kind of base station did you get? Bridge Gex, I'll lose you, Bill.
Turning people off, Patrick. And 4ZLK.
I'm just doing my part to further the hobby.
Space there in case Bill comes back. It sounds like he's on an HT tonight. Last night he was on his base. I think it was Anytone, but I don't know the numbers. I'm not familiar with those, but he sounded really good, a lot better than he's been sounding on the HTs.
Maybe he'll figure it out here in a minute and come back in here and join us.
He was working harder than I did on my vacation.
Roger that. I don't know. Sometimes taking the time off is it really worth it?
7:15 tonight, 19:15 in the board. And in the office where we put our computers, our little boards, there's two walls that corner up to each other, and they've got racks on there, and you slide your board in, it charges and downloads all the information. Normally, most of the boards are in the slots when I get, by the time I punch out. Mine was the third board. There was however many drivers we have, 150, 200, I'm not sure. Every single one of those slots was empty.
Working some long days at Christmas delivery.
Still out there. But this was the heaviest day we've ever had so far, like I was telling you earlier.
Look at that. Well, with the way everybody is anymore, if nobody wants to go to the store and get anything, and or they're only looking for the cheapest thing they can get, not worrying about quality. I don't know. I've gotten some stuff offline that I wish I'd have never messed with. It makes me nervous about buying anything on there anymore.
Scammed on something she ordered. Thought she was getting from one company, and then she tracked the order. Can't find the company that she placed the order with, but she tracked the order, and it was coming out of China, and it wasn't supposed to be coming out of China. Then she found the original company, and they had a warning on their page saying there's another company that their page, everything looks exactly like ours. There's just one little difference, and their stuff is not our stuff. So she got scammed out of $30 there. We got the product, but it's not what she was looking for.
You got to watch that. I mean, even on Amazon, you really got to watch all that stuff anymore. And is it really worth it? Because now you're going to have to buy it locally, or if you can find it, and it costs you time and money to do that.
And poor ZLK. And then Michaela, my oldest daughter, she got hit for $3,500 charges Monday morning. She looked at her account. And, of course, the bank said it was pending. And the bank said, well, we have to wait until they go through before we can stop it, which I don't understand that, or before we can put a claim in. I don't know why they couldn't just cancel the pay, you know, cancel it. So, anyway, then they went through. She called them back, and they said, okay, well, we're going to put the claim in, but it could take up to 10 days to get your money back. They sure took the money out quick, didn't they? But they don't want to give it back for several days.
Roger that. And, Bill, if you're still out there listening, you're welcome to join in. KQ4YCI, I believe it is. KO4HX. You're welcome to join back in with Shane and I.
Anybody jump in. We're just carrying on a conversation, but anybody's welcome. We can make a round table out of it. N4ZLK.
It's me.
I'm just kidding. Come on in here.
Hey, this is Earl. Hey, was that you I was talking to yesterday about that JZ857D?
And I apologize, I forgot your name. I do recognize your voice and call, but I forgot the name again.
It's Earl.
I can hear, and you got Patrick over there, too. I think he's got one of those 857Ds as well.
Yeah, Roger, I called those people that you sent me the number to, and he said it could probably cost you up to $300. So I called Yezu, put it back in the original box, and they said that they would fix it for free.
I figured it might, since they're not selling them anymore, I figured it was out of warranty, but that's good to know. I may have to call them about mine then.
Yeah, Roger, that when you do, let me know and I'll give you the original box and everything, and you can box it up in my box and send it to them. It cost me $35 to send it to them. The 2 meters had a lot of white noise in it and I barely could hear it. It needed tuning.
Mine needs a screen. It's got a line in it.
Oh, Roger that. Mine does too. They're gonna fix it too.
There. You don't find that very often. Mine, Patrick, the speaker. I thought Earl had the same issue. My speaker on HF, whether it's Morse code or sideband, it gets a little distorted if I turn it up to any kind of volume. If I keep it really low, it's okay, but as soon as it gets any volume in there, it starts distorting. It doesn't do it on the 2-meter 440 side, or at least it wasn't. But I've been using earphones or an external speaker. That's the word I was trying to think of last night, Earl, external speaker.
Run it on the internal speaker or the external speaker. I had one that I set on top of it, and it done the same thing on both speakers.
Mine is clear when I use the headphones or the speaker, external speaker, but the I looked it up and it's not the speaker itself that's bad. It's something in the electronics that connects to the speaker. Go ahead, Patrick.
Because mine seems to work okay, everything but that line in it. But I wouldn't mind sending it out and getting that fixed.
Yeah, the other issue I have, Earl, is on sideband. People can hear me, but it's really distorted and gets broken up. And I'm not sure why. I use it for CW all the time and never have any issues. But when I try to use the sideband side of it, people have told me that my signal sounds like it's breaking up, like almost like I have RF, but I'm using, or you know, RF interference, but I'm using the same antenna that I use for my Yezu 757. That's what I use sideband on. I get good reports on that. So I don't know why RF would have, if there was RF affecting this 857, it should be affecting the other radio as well.
Yeah, I got my 2-meter antenna's up about 20 feet. So I switched it over and it done the same thing on all three antennas. And I'm making 2 J-pedals now so I can have all my 2 meters at once.
Is it on the receive side where it's distorted or on your transmission?
The receive side is distorted, and I don't know about the other because I never did talk on it because I couldn't hear the people on the other end.
Makes sense. If I'd have thought about it. I also have the original box for mine, too, so when I get ready, I can pack it up. But yeah, let me know how Yezu does and what they say. I may have to call them, see if they'll take care of mine as well. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
HGX. Well, I may have to borrow one of y'all's original boxes so I can send mine back if they'll do it. But I don't know. If not, I don't mind paying for it. I mean, how much could it cost to put a screen in?
Yeah, you're welcome to use my box. I should have mine back in probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, I'm glad you called them. That sure beats the other price. I mean, I'm glad the guys down there that can fix the stuff. But, you know, if Yezu couldn't have done it, then that's the other option. But Sure was nice of Yaesu to say that for free.
Yeah, roger that. Go on Yaesu's website, and down at the bottom it's got attention, amateur repairs, and it's got the address and all. And I just sent it to him. I mean, it was like, bam, they said, send it to me, we'll fix it and send it back to you.
I'd like to eventually put that one in my truck here and get one of those ATOS antennas. I think that would be fun to drive around and work a little bit of HF.
I'm going to go on the side, and I got something I was doing. But I'm monitoring, so if you holler back at me, I'll be right. I'm in my office, so I'm going to go back and finish what I was doing. So KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring.
KK4HXB, I believe you said. Is that correct?
Yeah, roger that.
4HXB N4ZLK. Lots of H's in these calls, Patrick.
Yeah, 73 Earl. Good to talk to you tonight, and appreciate the information for sure.
XS, HXB, HKX. Man, a little confusing.
That's for sure.
Working on your day, or are you all done and just kind of relaxing?
My day. Just trying to get a few things done. That's why I was trying to listen a little bit and get some of it done while y'all were talking.
What you're doing, don't worry about me. I kind of enjoy, not that I don't mind talking to you, but sometimes the drive home I can just decompress and don't have anything on. I'll have the radio on, you know, this one, but I won't have commercial radio or anything on. I just kind of decompress on the way home.
Well, you be careful, and I will talk to you tomorrow or maybe later tonight when you get home. Before the net or something. But you be careful the rest of the trip, and good to talk to you, Shane. KO4HX. I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Yeah, have a good one. Hello to Miss Elise. KO4HX and 4ZLK.